Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, amazing information from Jim Tucker, and he's very careful to go directly off his notes from his sources. Finishing up with Mark Anderson, deputy editor of American Free Press, you'll learn even more in this week's issue that's about to come out. It's a once-a-week newspaper, and a lot of key information there. And you can't get better info than anywhere else on Bilderberg. You can subscribe at AmericanFreePress.net. Mark, finishing in any other intel points that Jim forgot to cover that you want to go over, or anything else that you gleaned that's important for this worldwide audience to hear today?
Well, one thing Jim mentioned I also got from a decent source, and that is the Iran situation, where Iran is reportedly dumping the euro and buying gold bullion. There's also a little additional point that they might switch to the dollar as well as gold. That's just a little item that didn't happen to get mentioned by Jim.
Yeah, that was on actually Press TV about 2 weeks ago. So Bilderberg was talking about that. The official government channel said that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, what you see here, Alex, I think is a pattern where Iran is among those nations that doesn't want to join the global matrix. They might want to have more energy independence. They might want to have more financial independence. And they're not part of the global core, you might say. And what the Bilderberg Planning Commission does, and that's what it is, a planning commission, is they look for nations that are recalcitrant, those that don't want to join the global matrix. And these nations are ostracized and basically forcibly annexed into the system. And I think that they just see Iran, the ancient Persia, a country with an incredible history. They just see it as this renegade nation when, in fact, they're really no tangible threat at all by any logical means. And that's why American Free Press ran the full text, or much of it, from the Iranian leader when he spoke to the United Nations a few weeks back. So people would actually knew what he said and not tell us what he said and distort everything, because going to war with Iran would be a terrible tragedy across the board and drain us of even more blood and treasure. And if that's on the Bilderberg agenda, that has to be the utmost thing to oppose and expose.
Well, I want to be clear from the intel I got from you, Skelton, Tucker, and other really good sources, plus we can see the Bilderberg group members saying on the world stage, they are in trouble. Their agenda is in trouble, but they were already in control of almost every nation on Earth. They're just trying to expand that control. So we're not saying that we're out of the woods. We're simply saying these people are not invincible. Some people spin it and say, oh, Alex is saying everything's fixed. Or some people are spinning it and saying, you know, Alex is, telling us we've won. No, I'm just reporting the facts that every indicator we've got shows that this global empire is having control problems. They're having problems maintaining control, and they're having bigger problems expanding control. Mark Anderson, do you agree?
Yes, I do. I think the pivotal timing, as I mentioned earlier, of all this heavy media coverage in a place like Spain really caught them off guard. There's every indication they left a little early, that they were kind of smoked out of there. They were already having trouble. They wanted their New World Order 10 years ago, according to Jim Tucker. This is not to say they're not invincible, but they're not beat either. I think you've got it right. It's somewhere in between. That's what all our sources are telling us. It was an amazing burden on Spain and on their public purse to have this. That didn't help them either.
Yeah, that's big news. It's in the major Spanish papers that the Catalonian police said, we do not want to be forced to guard these people. They should have hired their own security.
Yeah, and so they, public relations-wise, Bilderberg came out really smelling bad. And what this will do is make it so other host nations will be a little bit more hesitant about hosting such a, tarnished group. You know, who wants Count Dracula to visit you for dinner? It's not worth his big reputation, you know.
Mark Anderson, incredible job. Thank you for sharing all this key information. Whether people can find out more at AmericanFreePress.net and our stories at InfoWars.com. God bless you, sir.
All right, thanks.
You bet. All right, we're going to talk to James Dellingpole, writer for the London Guardian and best-selling author of The Oil Spill, The Obamanoids, The Carbon Tax, all of it.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars. A new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. James Dillingpole is with us for the rest of the hour. He's an English journalist and novelist. He has published several books and that are bestsellers, and he also writes for the Daily Telegraph, the American Spectator, the Libertarian Conservative. His website is jamesdillingpole.com. And I wanted to get him on with his take on the oil spill. And he's had headlines about how these organizations out there that want to take control of society through government love a good oil spill. My issue is that it's government that has blocked the states in Louisiana, in Mississippi, in Florida from blocking their estuaries, from putting up their sand berms. It's government that's allowed BP to say no to the Dutch government with its skimmers that are experts in this and had ships in the area. No to other oil companies that wanted to help. The military hasn't been sent in. And we're now 40-something days into this, and it's one of the biggest oil spills in history, and it's in threatening the entire Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic. And the government response in many areas where the fishing hasn't been damaged, the total ban on fishing is accentuating the crisis. And many analysts are saying Obama wants to let this crisis get worse so he can nationalize the oil. And so this is the type of system we're dealing with and facing. And going to James Dillingpole, we'll get his breakdown. James, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Alex. Yeah, no, I do agree with much of your analysis that I think President Obama very much sees this crisis as a Rahm Emanuel-style opportunity. You know, it's almost a dream come true for him because, you know, he's got disastrous approval ratings. You know, his presidency is going down the pan. What better than a tremendous crisis which takes people's eye off the ball and enables him to do what despots do around the world, which is blame the filthy foreigners. In this case, the filthy foreigners are, of course, us Brits. He's been indulging in this massive amount of Brit bashing, you know, really exaggerating how much this is a British affair, which, you know, BP is a multinational. And the second thing I think which is disgraceful about his behaviour in this very shoddy affair is that he is quite clearly using this as an excuse to hammer the fossil fuel industry, to advance his green agenda, and, you know, to give the eco freaks just the excuse they need to say, look, this is what happens when you use fossil fuels. Pelicans die. Manatees probably get covered in oil too. You know, I feel sorry for the people of Louisiana. I feel sorry for the shrimp fishermen. I feel sorry for the people who run tourist cafes on beaches. All these people. It's horrible that they're suffering.
But it is a political diversion, and I'll bash corruption in England, the socialist government, the police state all day. That's not the British people. That's not the people of the UK. But just like Barack Obama is at the people of America, though he did bamboozle the 35% or so that voted for him in the country. But expanding on that, it is a distraction to sit there and to be scapegoating England when BP is Dutch, British, and American. Goldman Sachs International was the chairman of BP. I mean, that's like saying that Goldman Sachs is American. If Goldman Sachs is out robbing the people of Greece, that has nothing to do with the United States, that this parasitic international globalist organization happens to nest in London, New York, and Brussels.
I know. It's funny you should mention Goldman Sachs, Alex. Are you familiar with the story about them dumping their BP
44%. And they weren't dumping other oil companies. They dumped BP in the 2 days before, and it turns out the BP head dumped a bunch of his.
Now, what's your take on that? I mean, it sounds pretty weird coincidence, would you say?
And it turns out they had some weird part that no one will say who put it in. No one understands it. You had Obama giving this very oil rig the special award. You have BP being this top New World Order group pushing global carbon taxes and kind of bullying the other oil companies into it. Their whole global carbon tax is falling apart. Now there's a well they can't fix. And Obama was in the Washington Post with a headline that he's going to use this to bring in a new tax in the name of cleaning it up on gasoline. Yeah, you know what, James? I think they staged it. I think they blew it. I think this is a black op. At the end of the day, I think it's a false flag because Key Bono, who benefits? But regardless, they're letting the crisis continue. And I want to say, why are the state governments saying the feds told us we can't protect our beaches? Since when does the federal government tell the states what they can and can't do? All these people need to quit complaining and say, oh, we're sick of the feds telling us we can't fix this, and they need to go down there and get to work.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, am I right in thinking that it was Obama who authorized the continued use of that film, that ongoing movie showing the oil being pumped out, you know, of the sea bottom? I mean, that's inflammatory stuff in itself. You know, he's clearly milking this crisis and trying to take advantage of it. And this is not the kind of behavior I would expect of the leader of the free world. You know, what he should have done, what he should be doing, is making a case saying, look, you know, I know oil is messy, evil stuff, you know, when it leaks out, but face it, we live in a world which depends on fuel, on oil, and will do for a considerable time into the future. So we have to be phlegmatic about this and accept that accidents will happen. You know, they can't use it as a way of hammering the industry which powers our economies.
Well, James, I mean, I couldn't say it any better than you. Elaborate on that.
Well, I mean, I'm funny enough, I'm writing a book about the subject at the moment. We are effectively fighting a massive ideological war. And it is between those of us who believe in freedom, in liberty, in government staying out of our lives, and those who believe that the world is doomed unless we can impose some kind of new world order. And at the moment, the green movement is being used to give fuel, so to speak, to that particular argument. You know, the idea that the environment is going to hell in a handcart, and that therefore organizations like the United Nations need to step in and take control and take over and save us from ourselves. Well, I don't believe in that view, and I think that all sorts of lies are being told about the environment in order to advance this, you know, this watermelon conspiracy.
Well, James, I mean, looking into your crystal ball, where do you see this ending? I mean, where is all this leading? Is it just going to be an endless 100-year oil leak? They're now saying it may last another year and that no one's allowed to touch it. BP is God and no one takes responsibility. And of course, BP is one of his biggest contributors. They're a darling of the Obamanoids. I mean, every time I'm in an airport or open a magazine, it's BP, global governance, global carbon tax ads. You've got Queen Beatrix, who owns part of it, prancing around, who's part of the Bilderberg Group. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, I certainly, despite being British, I have no sympathy whatsoever with BP for precisely that reason you give. Nobody has been more assiduous in advancing the anthropogenic global warming agenda than BP. You know, the greenies are always talking about how big oil is financing people like you and me. Well, I wish, Alex, I wish I was financed by big oil. The fact is that long ago, big oil started moving into funding the climate hysterics, you know, people who believe in global, man-made global warming.
I have never received 1 cent from big oil. I own no stock. I guess I do have some cousins that have these little, you know, Texas wells where you get about $1,000 a month if you're lucky, but that's about as big a connection as I have to big oil. You know, I mean, this is insane. And then meanwhile, big oil's always pushing it.
It's a source of great sadness to me, Alex, as no doubt it is to you, that big oil refuses to fund my lifestyle, despite the fact that I love oil. You know, I'm constantly writing about how oil is great. You know, we need gas for our cars. We need gas. We need cheap gas.
Exactly. In fact, I want to say this. If big oil wants to sponsor me, I mean, I take sponsorship if I believe in it. I'm ready for big oil sponsorship. We'll have ads publicly on the air and admit we're financed by big oil. Give us the money, James. Give it to him, too.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans
Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
James Dilling Pohl is our guest, and all these other incredible things are happening in the world. I listen to talk radio. I watch the news. All they talk about is the oil spill. And a lot of times, if it's Anna Nicole Smith or O.J. Simpson or Michael Jackson, it's artificial media hype because my callers to my show aren't calling in about it. Because most of the time we just open the phones up and people can call in with whatever issue they want. And normally if something – people aren't calling in about Marinus Vanderloop. People aren't calling in about the other media hype that's going on. But they are calling in about this oil spill when I'm not even covering that subject. And they're getting more and more angry. But what I'm getting angry at is hearing Jindal and others keep whining and saying the feds won't let us do this. It's called the 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment. It's time for them to push the feds aside. And if some BP employees pull up and say we've got federal authority and they start trying to push people around, I mean, you know, it needs to stop.
Yeah. The thing is, Alex, You have to look at the history of the green movement to understand that there is nothing that green is like better than a nice, juicy oil spill. And the reason they like a nice, juicy oil spill is because it presents them with ready-made images of seagulls, you know, seabirds in covered in black. It gives them a sort of excuse for audiences to circumvent thought and really feel about how awful, how bad oil is. And I'll give you an example of this. You know Earth Day, that event that was founded in 1970 by a US sort of eco-tard senator called, I think, Gaylord Nelson, was it? That was Earth Day, which was the birth of the modern environmental movement, was inspired by the Santa Barbara oil spill of 1969. So you see, every time there's an oil spill, the Greens are secretly laughing because it's their perfect excuse to advance their agenda. And this latest incident is no exception.
Well, let me ask you that then. I mean, I'm saying all the evidence points towards false flag. I'm not sure that's the case, but more and more it appears that there's some hanky-panky going on. Bare minimum, they're doing everything they can to let it continue to pour. I mean, at your gut level, James, are you starting to think something's rotten in the state of the Gulf?
Look, my immediate reaction when I read a bit about it was, yeah, that there was some kind of sabotage involved. But I've got no proof of that. It could just be you know, cock-up rather than conspiracy. I mean, of course, they've got the motive to do this.
Well, why did Obama say we're going to send SWAT teams at first? Maybe it was some green movement organization. Why did this happen a month after he approved of drilling?
Yeah. As I say, there are lots of people out there who would have cause to do this kind of thing. I still believe, you know, having talked to people who work in the oil industry, that it would be quite hard to sabotage a thing like this. So I think it's still more like to be an accident. Either way, it doesn't really matter. What matters is the way it's being abused, exploited by Obama and the Green Movement to advance their agenda, which in my book is a very sinister agenda. And can we put this oil spill in perspective? During the Second World War, 5 million tons of petroleum were spilled in the Atlantic by tankers sunk by Nazi submarines between 1942 and 1945. So averaged over 1,000 days, the loss is equivalent to 2 to 5 times the oil now spilled in the Gulf of Mexico every day for the duration of the war. So, you know.
Yeah, those wolf packs were sinking sometimes 20 ships in one day.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there were no green eco convoys to be torpedoed at the same time, because that would have done us all an enormous favor. But they weren't around in those days. People had bigger issues to worry about.
I tell you, where do you see this going? I mean, Obama has said he wants a new tax to pay for the Gulf, but it's going to be a new carbon tax on everybody's gasoline.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, this is the real tragedy about this tragedy, which is that up until this point, Obama's cap and trade was dead in the water. Nobody in the Senate was going to vote for this nonsense because they saw that, you know, how unpopular the healthcare Obamacare was, and they weren't going to take the same risk twice. Suddenly, there's a glimmer of hope that Obama might be able to advance this crazy, crazy cap and trade tax, which is going to tax every American for you know, the amount of CO2 they produce. It's going to they're going to tax industry. They're going to tax individuals through their
energy. He's openly coupled that legislation to this, and is selling it now as a oil cleanup bill when it's the same legislation.
Yeah, well, crisis opportunity. I mean, go figure.
James, stay there. I want to continue to flesh this out with you and take calls from listeners specifically on the oil spill, on the carbon tax and gas tax legislation, and what the public out there thinks is behind this. And your questions for James Dillingpohl, jamesdillingpohl.com, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Yet, ladies and gentlemen, we have an online video / t-shirt ball cap online store at InfoWars.com, and everything in the store is about getting the word out, whether it's an InfoWars.com t-shirt or a Don't Tread on Me ball cap or an InfoWars.com bumper sticker. All the orders get free citizen rule books in them. Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, famous quotes by founding fathers. Basically, this is like garlic and crosses and sunlight to these people running our government. And we've got all the 20-plus films I've produced and more than 100 books and videos that I have read or watched and that I think are informative. That's what's in the store, stuff that I'm into, stuff that I think's the best research out there. So please peruse it. Everything there I certify as being information that I think is valuable for what that's worth, but only the best of the best in my perspective at InfoWars.com. And secondarily, your purchase of the books, the videos, the t-shirts also funds this operation. I'm not funded by the oil companies. I'm not funded by the Ford Foundation, like all the big leftist publications that lie about me every day. I'm not funded by General Electric and the bomb makers, like Chris Matthews with his big hit piece about me and Rand Paul that we have the script of now that's worse than I thought coming out next Wednesday. We're funded by you, the listeners. I am funded by you. You decide if we grow. You decide if we survive. You decide the future of this operation. So again, Infowars.com to order Don't Tread on Me, the Barry Sataro, Barack Obama t-shirts, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, The Obama Deception, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The Secret Team by Fletcher Prouty, now republished for the first time in decades, Jesse Ventura's new book, American Conspiracy, massively discounted. You can get a free film of your choice when you order the book for a limited time because I've almost sold out, and then once they sell out, I'm going to buy a few more and keep it in the shopping cart, but stop that discount. All available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We're going to go to John, Jack, Truth Patriot, Denny, Ron, and others here in a moment for James Dillingpole. But, James, about a year before Obama got in office, you were already speaking out against him, and you could see that he was the heir apparent. And then right after he got elected, you had your book out about Obamaland. He really is scary because this isn't just some corrupt Richard Nixon doing bad things, and it's not some George Herbert Walker Bush, launching wars, which is bad enough. I mean, this guy is really trying to overthrow the government, trying to overthrow our system. I mean, Elena Kagan, they're blocking most of her papers, but the papers we've gotten from just a few years ago say ban the Second Amendment, ban private property, ban free speech. You've got all these White House czars saying ban free speech. You've got the FTC saying ban free speech whenever we want. I mean, we are literally becoming the Soviet Union here, and I guess so is England to a great respect. I mean, what is it like to actually watch this happening?
I say to you, welcome to the suck, because, we have been experiencing this problem for, we've just lived under 13 years of socialism under Tony Blair and Gordon Brown. We belong to the EU SSR. The European Union is effectively a milder version of the old Soviet Union. It's all about regulation by unelected bureaucrats. The reason I wrote that book, Welcome to Obamaland, is I knew your future. I could see it coming because I'd already experienced it. I know how socialists work, and I know that President Obama is a socialist, and he's got an administration stuffed with people even worse than socialists. Particularly people like John Holdren, Carol Browner, Van Jones, for example. These are the kind of people who do not like concepts like liberty. They do not like the American way, because the American way is about self-determination. It is about, personal responsibility. And these people do not believe in that kind of stuff. They believe in big government. They believe in control. The more control, the better. And, until you get rid of Obama, and pray God that you do, you are going to see more and more of this stuff happening.
Well, we now have set up debtor prisons again in the U.S. The Star Tribune reports a woman arrested for a non-crime for an unpaid $250 debt. Here's another one at the main Veterans Cemetery in Virginia. They put up a huge plaque of Joseph Stalin. In fact, I'll give PrisonPlanet.tv viewers a document cam shot of this while James is talking about it. There's a Wall Street Journal article today saying that Americans who don't want to be strip searched on top of the naked body scanners in front of people are vain. And so the control freaks, call them socialist, fascist, big government people, they always love to push the limit. They're really trying to break our will and make us submit to anything.
Certainly are. Yeah. No, I agree entirely with your analysis about, socialists, communists, fascists. They are all part of the same instinct. That this is ultimately the battle we're fighting between libertarians like you and me, I think your listeners, and people who want to control stuff. They're going to increasingly try and shut us down. They're going to find ways of controlling the internet. They're going to find ways of controlling talk radio. And we're going to have to fight for this stuff.
By the way, they're now proposing this. This isn't just a few academics a decade ago talking about it. This is all over the news, and they're calmly putting it forward, saying, By the way, we're going to start taxing alternative news sites and giving it to the old line newspapers. I mean, that was actually proposed last week by the Federal Trade Commission. That is absolute robbery.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, this is what they do. They're going to use money and power to try and destroy us. You know, we are the X-wing fighter pilots fighting against the Death Star, and the Death Star is very big, and Darth Vader is in charge. You know, this is a tough battle we've got.
Well, I guess that's like the BBC, where they don't fund James Dillingpole to write for a private newspaper, but they tax everyone to pay for BBC brainwashing.
Yeah, I'm glad you made that point. Yeah, we have to pay annual license fee. I've forgotten what it is now. It's over getting off of $200 in order to fund an organization which promotes a view of the world which is essentially of the liberal left. You know, no organization has been pushing harder for ATW, you know, man-made global warming, than the BBC. And the reason for that is, well, one reason, apart from its essentially liberal ideology anyway, is that the BBC's pension fund is exposed massively to the carbon trading market, which, of course, as we know, Al Gore is heavily involved in, Goldman Sachs are heavily involved in. They can't afford for anthropogenic global warming to collapse because their pension fund will collapse too.
In fact, we've now seen the second wave of propaganda. Every issue of Newsweek, Time Magazine, New York Times, National Geographic, the global warming's worse than we thought. We're all going to be dead in 3 years on the coastlines if we don't do this. Meanwhile, Al Gore just bought a giant mansion right on the beach. And we do see the stock on carbon trading companies going down. And the word is from the Bilderberg Group, from our inside sources, is that one member said, we're just about whipped on our global warming tax scheme. So I don't think that the king's horses or the king's men can put their global warming tax scam back together again.
Well, we have truth, justice. You know, we have the facts on our side. They unfortunately have the structures that have been built over the years by organizations like the Club of Rome, which I'm sure your listeners are familiar with. You know, when you've got organizations like the Gorbachev Foundation, the Club of Rome, the Club of Budapest, the Club of Madrid, the entire United Nations, the entire European Union, the leaders of pretty much every major Western economy, including, you know, David Cameron, of course you've got Barack Obama. When you've got all these people supporting the idea of man-made global warming and, you know, imposing new tax and regulation to deal with it, you have a serious problem. Even if you've got the facts on your side, how do you resist the state?
And they're not stopping. I mean, they don't care if their approval ratings go down. They don't care if you don't like naked body scanners. They don't care if you don't like home inspections. They don't care. They are clearly authoritarians. And more I see newscasts all over the place where they imply that you better stop criticizing the government. You're going to cause violence. You're going to cause violence. And so they're selling this message of free speech causes violence. Therefore, we've got to ban free speech.
Yeah, I mean, we could get very depressed about this, couldn't we, Alice? We could all start, you know, predicting that, you know, global tyranny is definitely going to come tomorrow. I think we have to hold out a glimmer of hope. You know, you look at Australia. Australia is the Liberal Party is probably about to defeat the Labour Party over there in the coming elections, which means that a Conservative administration which doesn't believe in man-made global warming will be there. That will give an example to those of us freedom fighters who don't believe in this conspiracy. It'll give us a chance to fight back. I'm relying indeed on you Americans to overthrow Obama. If you don't get rid of him, then I'm going to be very disappointed in you. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do in Europe. We are a socialist.
Well, listen, I agree with you, but I mean, take Cameron, your new prime minister.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw him a few months ago saying Brown wasn't doing enough on climate change.
Yep. It's hard for your listeners to believe, but we have a excuse me. We have a Conservative Prime Minister a conservative who believes in global warming even more passionately than the socialist administration. He's just booted out. He announced his plans. The first thing he did when he became prime minister, he announced that he wants Britain to become the greenest economy in the world. Well, you and I know that the greenest economy means the worst economy, because a green economy is no kind of economy at all, because it's based on alternative energy, and alternative energy is an alternative to energy, i.e. no energy at all. It doesn't work. It's too expensive. The only way you can make it work is by fleecing the taxpayer.
He knows full well that Queenie and Prince Philip and Charles are all big supporters of this, and they're going to turn the people of England, the people of the UK, back into actual feudal serfs. That's all this is. I read the UN documents where they admit they want to go back to a feudal system because that's better for the earth, and isn't the global depression good? That means we'll have a lower carbon footprint.
Actually, I'll tell you something very interesting, Alex. Everyone thinks that the Duke of Edinburgh, i.e. the Queen's husband, is a great believer in global warming. I can tell you for a fact that he doesn't believe it. In fact, the Duke of Edinburgh asked for a leading climate skeptic to give a talk at one of the Britain's institutions, and the invitation was rejected, not by the Duke of Edinburgh, but by the left wingers on the organisation. Prince Charles is totally on the wrong side. I mean, he's very much, you know, he's a great believer in man, bear, pig. You know, he says rubbish like, we have 100 months left to save the world. But his dad, actually, on this particular issue, is sound, as we would say.
Well, I have noticed that Prince Philip, and I disagree with most of his views on population reduction and the rest of it, I have seen him criticize nanotech and genetic engineering, because if you want to talk about something that could potentially get out of control, it is these cross-species crops. But you don't hear 99% of these environmental groups with any concern about that, something that could have a potential. So I do have to agree with Prince Philip on that front as well. Let's take a few calls for James Dillingpole of the, writes for a bunch of publications. Rattle off some of the newspapers you write for and your website. James.
Oh, I have a blog on the Telegraph. I write for the Spectator. I write for Human Events. I write for, I'm a whore, Alex. I write for everyone who'll pay me. With the emphasis on pay, please, everyone.
Well, you got to get some pay to pay all those taxes. Let's go ahead and talk to John. John calling. You're on the air, John. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Northern Michigan, Alex and James. And I heard a retired Secret Service and Kansas State trooper who lives up here in northern Michigan talked yesterday on a program regarding a call he got from a sheriff in a rural city down along the coastline. And this sheriff or chief of police was a former military, and he says that regular army has begun to come into their area. And the concern here with this gentleman, Greg Evenson, is that this oil spill is putting not only it going into the water, but the chemical they're using to break it up is very highly toxic.
Yeah, no, it's worse than the oil itself. Oil's 100% biodegradable. There's regular microbes already in the water that would eat most of it.
Yeah.
They needed to block the estuaries where the fish have their hatcheries, you know, where they breed. But the government wouldn't let them build those berms to block it and protect those key fisheries, and they're still not letting them. But I don't want to poo-poo what people are saying, and I don't know this particular person you're talking about.
Alex.
I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold. I made phone calls 2 days ago to the places that were in these news articles I saw about all this regular army, and I called hotels, and I called gas stations, and I said, are you seeing troops? And they said, no. What you do have is you have BP employees who are bossing, and this is on CBS television, BP employees telling the Coast Guard what to do at gunpoint, kicking media off the beach. So there is a cover-up going on. James Dillingpole, your take on that, and I'll go back to John in Michigan.
Well, I hadn't heard that, Alex. That's very interesting. I mean, you know, I don't see Obama being a kind of, in this particular instance, being a kind of sinister man trying to stage a cover up. I see an incompetent man who is terrified of the angry calls he's getting from Louisiana, and he's desperate to show himself as a man who's doing something.
That's why he's talking about kicking butt and things, which is sophomoric.
Yeah. That, all this nonsense about kicking butt, all this Brit bashing, you know, it's entirely unnecessary, given that, you know, although there are 40% British shareholders in BP, there's also 39% American shareholders.
No, I mean, that's asinine. It's a total red herring. John, what was the point you were trying to make?
Well, he stated, and he does have a website if you let me on, I'll give it to you, but he talked about the benzene and the natural gases coming out of this spill, too. That's getting up into the atmosphere and it will become toxic, and that they're planning that, he says they're planning for a possible evacuations for at least 100 miles and if not 150 miles.
No, I've seen those news reports, and I appreciate your call, and we made phone calls. And, I mean, in fact, I'm going to do this. We have another guest coming up, but after I go through these calls, I'm going to open the phones up only for people in Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida. Are you seeing troops running around getting ready for an evacuation? I mean, folks, one oil well, even if it's a 500,000 gallons a day, is not. I mean, if Obama tried to evacuate, that's asinine. Evacuate because of some oil? Yeah, some of the workers are getting lightheaded because they've got the dispersant. I mean, give me a break.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
He writes for The Telegraph, one of the biggest newspapers in England. We appreciate James Ellingfold joining us today. Great analysis. We're continuing with your phone calls. I've got a privacy expert coming on to deal with Google, Facebook, and others, and their admitted connections to the CIA. and just how they're openly surveilling basically everybody. Google's little white vans are doing a lot more than taking photos of your house. They admittedly are sucking in all the digital transmissions, mapping all the wireless networks, and surveilling you. That is coming up. And, of course, Al Gore is on the board of these organizations. Al Gore is on the board of Apple. It's just unbelievable. Oh, and we have the iPhone, hundreds of thousands of their customers just had all of their data, all of their names and information released. So that's the downside of the digital age. But going back to Mr. Dillingpole and your phone calls, and again, I'm not poo-pooing troops down there in the Gulf, and Obama did say he was sending SWAT teams, which was bizarre. It's just that I made phone calls, and the people said there are no troops here in the towns where they were supposedly all over the place. Now, I've got a CBS News here. Troops invade Chicago for training. Downed planes, rail car crash, and simulated terror attack simulations. Now, that's real, but I digress. Jack in California, you're on the air with Mr. Dillingpole. Go ahead. Hey, Jack, how you doing, buddy? You want to talk on air? Okay, he doesn't want to talk on air. Truth Patriot. Who should we go to next then? Kathy in Texas, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I've got a question for Mr. Dillingpole. I have heard the CEO of BP state publicly on television that BP will be 100% responsible for the cleanup in the Gulf. So if this is the case, then why are we hearing that Obama wants to put a tax on us for cleanup in the Gulf if BP is 100% responsible?
I'm not sure what's going to happen in this particular case. I mean, I would have thought that BP will pay up. I think what is absolutely wrong about this is the way that Obama is using this to stoke up anti-British rhetoric and to talk about kicking ass and stuff like that. It's an absolute nonsense. Of course, when a company pollutes, and let's not forget that the actual rig that blew up was not being run directly by BP. It was
exactly
being directed by a company called Transocean, which was actually and Halliburton was responsible.
And by the way, Halliburton's now based in Mumbai. All these companies are destroying the sovereignty of England, the U.S., and they're just dividing and conquering us, blaming it on Brits, when Brits have nothing to do with this, just like Americans have nothing to do with it. The Americans have nothing to do with the Federal Reserve, other than the fact we let this private group sit on top of us and abuse us. It's an asinine diversion. It's like MSNBC with their talking point that if you don't want government-run health care, you hate black people. It is a distraction and a divide-and-conquer tactic. So now it's the redcoats' fault that we've got an oil spill, and now you're a racist if you don't want government running your health care.
He's sounding a lot like Chavez, isn't he, Obama, these days? I mean, this is a sort of thing, classic Chavez behavior. You've got domestic problems, blame somebody else. Blame abroad, blame capitalism.
Well, we do it, too. They're now saying that Osama bin Laden's in Iran, James, so we have to attack. And maybe if, there's a housing project coming through and they want your property and you won't sell, James, they'll just say Al-Qaeda's in your house. James Dillingpole, I appreciate you joining us today. Always informative. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Bye-bye. You bet. Thank you. We're going to come back, take a few more calls, and then we've got a guest coming on to talk about security issues.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.